Open hardware, persistent tracking, and a cloud escape that shook security engineers. OpenWRT1, a router running open source firmware on a certified open hardware design, scored 672 points, the second highest of the day. The significance is precise. Open firmware running on proprietary hardware still carries chip-level attack surfaces that cannot be audited. A device where both the firmware and the hardware design are open and auditable represents a genuinely different security posture, directly responsive to the Volt Typhoon and Salt Typhoon intrusions of 2024 and 2025, in which threat actors establish persistent access inside American telecommunications infrastructure by exploiting proprietary firmware on network edge devices with undocumented management interfaces. Network security practitioners in the HN thread were enthusiastic, but noted that open hardware is necessary but not sufficient. A trustworthy supply chain for physical components remains a harder, unsolved problem. A PCMag report, drawing on court documents from a hacker's prosecution, revealed that Microsoft can correlate user activity across devices and accounts via a Windows device ID that persists through certain privacy protective measures, including some account changes and resets. Microsoft provided law enforcement with telemetry linked to that ID in circumstances where the user reportedly believed the tracking chain had been severed. Windows telemetry has been a known privacy concern since Windows 10, but the specificity of its use in criminal proceedings makes the mechanism concrete. The story is expected to intersect with EU Digital Markets Act enforcement. Documented evidence that Microsoft maintains persistent user identifiers in ways not clearly disclosed to users is precisely the kind of behavior Brussels regulators have found actionable. The most technically alarming story of the day attracted less traffic than its severity might warrant. Researchers published a proof-of-concept exploit, CVE-226-53359, dubbed JanEscape, demonstrating a guest-to-host escape in KVM, the kernel-based virtual machine hypervisor underlying the majority of cloud computing infrastructure, including substantial portions of Amazon EC2, Google Compute Engine, and Azure. A guest-to-host escape allows code executing inside a virtual machine to break out and run on the host system, collapsing the isolation guarantee that underpins multi-tenant cloud security. An attacker could theoretically rent a cloud VM, escape it, and access data or processes belonging to other customers on the same physical server. Researchers state they followed responsible disclosure procedures and notified major cloud providers before publication. HN commenters who appeared to be cloud infrastructure engineers reported patches being deployed, though the gap between patch availability and full deployment across large cloud environments can span weeks. CoMaps, a fork of Organic Maps, rounds out the open infrastructure cluster. Fully offline, open source maps with no tracking and no telemetry, structured under a governance model explicitly designed to prevent the kind of investor-driven pivot that transformed Maps.me from a beloved offline application into a commercial product its community felt had abandoned its original principles. The project scored 607 points and 133 comments.